You're up to Mishnayos Mikvos. Again, we'll do the last Mishnah in Perek Vav. Last Mishnah was again Hamataheres Sheba Merchatz. That means if you have, let's say, Brechis Shomayim Tzenenos, it means right outside the bathhouse, where there used to be steam like hot, you used to want to cool off. So there used to be some little puddles of water, cold water outside. Now Hatachtoina Maleya Shuvim. The bottom puddle of water, like, was full of mayim shuvim. The top one, the one above it, let's say it was like a little slant. There was an upper one and a lower one. So the upper one was mlei ksherim, was full of mayim ksherim, not mayim shuvim. So now it's like, and there was a pipe connecting the two of them. So im yesh keneged hanekev shleish lugim, if this pipe was a very wide one, that just opposite the pipe, there is shleish lugim of mayim shuvim. So then, puzzle. Then even the mikveh that has kosher water becomes posel. Now we're talking about here that you do not have aboyim soy yet in the kosher brecha. Therefore, that water is really kosher. In other words, if you have more water added into it, it would have become kosher. But now that there's a pipe connecting these two brechas, two puddles of water, if keneged the pipe there's gimelugim, we consider as if that gimelugim is like inside the mikveh el yoyna, and therefore it becomes posel. Now, the Mishnah explains, Kama yehei banekev, how wide does that hole have to be? V'yir by shleish lugim, that will say just right outside this pipe, the hole, there is gimel lugim of mayim shuvim, that since this pipe is attaching the two brechas, we look as if the first brecha is posel. It has to be wide of echad mishleish meyes v'yesrim labrecha, 1/320 of the brecha. Because stama brecha is aboyim so. So if you boil it down, aboyim so, how many lugim you get? So three lugim would be this measurement of 1/320 of the brecha. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, this is Rabbi Yosi Shita. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says no, that afilu hatachtoina malei ksherim, even if the bottom pool is like full of mayim ksherim, again, it does not have aboyim so yet, just it was full of mayim ksherim, not mayim shuvim. For hel yoyno malei yeshuvim. And the top of a puddle of water is full of mayim shuvim. And v'yesh bitzad hanekev shleish lugim, even though this pipe that's connecting the two is wide enough that there is gimel lugim right outside the pipe, still kosher. Still the puddle, the pool of water that has the mayim ksherim remains kosher. That if more water falls into it, to be mashtum to aboyim so, it could be used for mikvah. Why? Shloi omru elo shloi shalugim shenaflu. The cloud that gimel lugim passes the mikvah, it's only if gimel lugim fall into the mikvah, fall into this body of water. Not if just it's attached one to another. As long as it's only attached, it's considered like a mikvah, but sad hamikvah, that then the gimel lugim does not passel this first brecha of water. Now, Perek Zayin. Mishnah says, yesh malenes hamikvah. Certain things could be used to fill up a mikvah, to make the aboyim so, but for loy poislin, when they fall into the mikvah, even though it's like shuvim, they do not passel the mikvah. Now poislin, certain things make the mikvah passel, but for loy malin, they cannot be used to make the measurement, to make the aboyim so of the mikvah. Loy malin v'loy poislin, certain things are not used to fill the shear of aboyim so, and the same thing, they cannot passel if they fall into the mikvah before you have aboyim so, it does not make the mikvah passel peteris mayim shuvim. Now elu, these are the things that malin that could be used for the mikvah to fill up the shear of aboyim so, but v'loy poislin, even if these things were in a kli and fell into the mikvah before aboyim so, it does not make the mikvah passel. So the Mishnah says hashelig, that snow, the haborod and like hail, the akfor, also frozen hail, that's hatal, that's called akfor, means that's hatal shenikrash, that's the dew that that froze up, the hageled, that's regular ice, the hamelech and salt, the hatit hanorok, and like a dirt hatit, that's like an earth that's very soft, you could pour it from one clay to another clay. So these things could be used to fill up the shear of aboyim so, but v'loy poislin, if these things were in a kli and then they fell into a mikvah, they do not passel the mikvah. In other words, the psul of mayim shuvim is only on pure water, not on these things. Omer Rabbi Kiva says that Hoye Rabbi Shmuel dan kenegdi, Rabbi Shmuel used to argue like against me and loyim and say like this, that hasheleg eina malas mikva, no, snow cannot be used to fill up the measurements, to fill up the aboim shore of the mikva. But veidu anshe neidvo mishmoi, but the people in Neidvo said over Edis in his name, shomalehem, that they said, so they told him, tsuvo haviyu sheleg, go bring me snow, viyasu mikva batchila, and you can make the whole mikva just from snow, throw snow into a mikva, when it melts down, the lav aboim saw there, it will be kosher mikva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Yoimer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Even haborot kamayim, like hail, a stone of hail is like water. In other words, he holds that even haborot, like hail, has lacha like water, that if it's in a kli and it falls into the mikveh, it would have the psul of mayim shuvim. However, we the mice hold that you could make the mikveh out of these things, out of snow, out of ice, and it does not have a psul of mayim shuvim. Then the Mishnah says, Ketzad malim v'loy poislin. I mean, how is it this halacha that these things, malim, fix up the shear of a mikvah, but v'loy poislin, it does not pass the mikvah, even if it falls into the mikvah, gimalugim, it does not make the mikvah possible. So it says, mikvah shiyesh boya boyim so chosarachas. Let's say you had a mikvah, that it was only missing one so of water, it had 39 there. And nofam mehem so latoichoy, or a so of one of these things, of shelig, of borot fell into the mikveh, and it made the mikveh kosher, like there's aboyim saw now. Nimtzah comes out, malin, that these things fix up the mikveh, it makes the shear of aboyim saw, but v'loy poislin, as we said before, even if these things would be in the kli, would be mayim shuvim, when it falls into the mikveh, even a mikveh is missing aboyim saw, and this three lugim of these fall in, still the mikveh would be kosher. Now, Mishnah Beis, Eilu Poislam V'loy Malim. These are things that when they fall in, they pass on the Nikvah. It has a Psul Mayim Shuvim on it. And V'loy Malim, you cannot use it to air the shear of 40 so. Hamayim Bein Temeim Bein Tahorim means water, whether it's Tamei, whether it's Tahor. In other words, pure Mayim Shuvim, water that was fetched in the bucket. So these things pass on the Nikvah, but it cannot be used to finish the shear of Aboim So. Like you need aboim so, excluding this mayim shuvim. Or make foshim, water that you were pickling, that you were soaking vegetables in, or else mesh lokos, that you cooked vegetables in, or else vihatemed, that's the water that you poured over the pits and shells of grapes, achle hechmet, before it became chametz, before it became vinegar. These things passel the mikvah, but it's not malim, you cannot make a mikvah from these things. Now, Ketzad Poisim Bloy Malon, how is it the case that these things pass on the mikvah, but have not helped to make up the shear of the mikvah? That means mikvah shiyesh boya boim so chosa kurtav. You have a mikvah that has a boim so, less, a little bit less than that, just a drop less, a kurtav less. But not from mehem kurtav latoichoy, a kurtav of this type of water falls into the mikvah. Talochu is loyhe luhu. It does not mashlim, you do not consider as if you have a boim so here. Poisloi, how do these things pass on the mikvah? Pishloi shalugim. If gimel lugim of these things fall into the mikvah, it makes the mikvah possible. Avo shaha mashkim, for other type of liquids, un mei peiros, vihatsir, and that's the oil that comes out of a fish, vihamarayis, also the juice that comes out of fish when you soak it, vihatemed mishechmitz, let's say this wine, this water, that you threw over the grape, the shells, and the pits of grapes, and then it became like hechmetz, it became like vinegar. Pomim malim or pomim shein malim. Sometimes it helps to be malat to finish off the shear of aboim so the mikvah, and sometimes it doesn't help. Ketzad, what's the case? Mikvah shiyesh by aboim so chosarachas. You have a mikvah that has already 40 so less than one so of good water. Now, no, for the toichoy so mehem, a so of these things fall into the mikvah. It does not help, it does not mashlem the cheer. This may pay us the tear the marayas. What about hoyu boya boim so? Let's say you had 40 so, a kosher mikvah. Nosan so, now you took out a so. Venotos, nosan so, you put in a so of these things. After you had a boim so, the 41st so was made from may pay us. It was made from the juice of fish. Then the not also, now you took out a saw out of this mikvah, so you only have a boim saw left over. Hareza kosher. This is the case that it is kosher. And the svaris, we say that once you have a boim saw, and now you add one more saw, let's say of meperus of tzir marais, these type of mashkin aboto becomes a part of the mikvah. And therefore, later when you take out one more saw, so you still have 40 saw left over, therefore it's considered a kosher of mikvah. Mishneh Gimel. Hey, diach boi salei zeisim v'salei anovim. Let's say you wash in a mikvah your barrels that you use for wine, or the barrels you use for olives, for oil. The shinu es maruf. Now, it changed the color of the mikvah. Like, since these barrels were full of grapes, like, and full of or olives, so now, when you put it into the mikvah, it changed the color. The loch was kosher, still the mikvah is kosher. A mikvah does not become possible with the shinu mara if the color of the water changes. And here, befrat, there's no bend, there's no real mamish of the grapes, of the olives. It's just that from the basket, the empty basket fell into the mikvah, and just the coloring went off into the mikvah. There's no real wine or olives there, therefore the mikvah is kosher. Rabbi Yossi says, "May hatzeva. If you have dyed water, if dyed water falls into the mikvah, it has a psul mayim shuvim on it, and it would pass on the mikvah with gimel lugim. But the einam poislin oisay b'shinu mara. But it does not just make the mikvah psul because it changed the color. In other words, if you have less than gimel lugim of this dyed water falling into the mikvah, the mikvah does not become psul, even though it changed the color of the mikvah. And the same thing, let's say you already have 40 saw in the mikvah, and now this dyed water falls in, even though it's gimalugim, also it would not passel. As he holds that dyed water has the same halacha like mayim shuvim. So it's only psul if there's gimalugim before the aboyim, and it's not a psul once you have aboyim saw, there's no psul of shinumaru. Because here also there's no mamish, there's no real ben in the dye, it's only the coloring. What about nofalatoicho yayin or moichel? Let's say real wine falls into the mikvah, or else moichel, that's this juice that comes out of the olives. Vishinu esmara. Now, these juice or this wine changes the color of the mikvah, then posel, then the mikvah becomes posel. Because here there's a guf hadover, the actual wine is in the mikvah, it's not just on a shino, it's not just on coloring, therefore the mikvah becomes posel. But Kate said, yes, what should you do now to make this mikvah that looks like wine become kosher? Yamtin lo, you have to wait atchiyer b'gishomim, until the rain comes down. The yachsru marayim l'mar hamayim. And when the rain comes down, there'll be new rainwater coming in. It's like that will make the old water like overflow. And therefore the coloring will come back to regular water. Then the mikvah becomes kosher. That's when the coloring goes out. What's going to be hoyu boy aboyim so? Let's say you had 40 saw of mayim ksherim, you had a good mikvah, and now this wine falls in that changes the color. So in such a case, there's another way to make it kosher, and that's memale bakosiv v'noisin l'soichoi. Take new pure water and fetch it in a bucket and throw it in, even though this water coming in is mayim shuvim. But since you have already aboyim saw, once you have aboyim saw, mayim shuvim doesn't pass to the mikvah. So keep on throwing new water into the mikvah until you take away the coloring, until the coloring comes back to the original water. In other words, this psul of mayim shuvim is only psul kol zaman, it looks different. But once the coloring comes back to the original color of water, then it becomes kosher. Mishneh Dalet. Nofal toicho yayin moichel. Again, let's say some wine or some juice from the olives fall into a mikvah. Vishinui miktsos marav, and it changed the color just on one side of the mikvah. A little bit of the water was changed. Now, emein boi mara mayim aboyim so, if you do not have aboyim so of water that still looks like water, that wasn't affected by this coloring, hareza liyitva boi, then you cannot be tevel in the mikvah. In other words, the water that was changed colors because of the wine is like posel. That water you can't use to be tevel in. So it depends if the rest of the mikvah has aboyim saw, then you can be tevel over there. But if the rest of the mikvah does not have aboyim saw, then you cannot be tevel over there. Mishnah Hey, shloisha lugin mayim. If you have three lugim of water, mayim shuvim. Now v'nofa l'toichon kurt of yayin, a little bit wine falls into this gimel lugim of mayim shuvim. As the water didn't fall into the mikvah yet, it's in a bucket by itself, and now some wine fell into it. And now this water looks like wine. And now it falls into a mikvah. That's, let's say, less than aboyim so. It does not pass the mikvah. In other words, this mayim shuvim, since it changed colors and now it looks like wine, it doesn't have a lock of water. Therefore, it does not have a psul of mayim shuvim on it. Therefore, the mikvah is not possible. What we're talking about now, when the water fell into the mikvah, it did not change the water, did not change the color of the mikvah. Just as the actual water falling in, so since the water first changed colors to wine, it has a lock of wine, and on wine there's no psul of mayim shuvim. What's going to be shloisha lugin mayim chosa kurtiv? You have three lugim of water, mayim shuvim, which is missing a drop. You do not have a complete gimel lugim. Now, v'nofla toicha kurtav chalav, a little bit milk falls into this like water, and now it makes it into gimel lugim. So now you have three lugim, which most of it is mayim shuvim. Barei mareim kemara hamayim, and it all looks like water. And now v'nofla lemikva, now it falls into the mikvah. It does not pass the mikvah. Because you do not have here a complete gimel lugim of mayim shuvim. Since there's some milk that's mixed into it, and milk does not have a psul of mayim shuvim on it, therefore it does not pass the mikvah. However, Rabbi Yechonin ben Uri yoimer, ha'kel hulach achar hamara. Everything goes after the look. In other words, in the case when milk falls into it, so it still looks like water, so we consider as if it's gimel lugim of mayim shuvim. Therefore, the mikvah would be possible. But in the ratio where it looks like wine, then it does not have a lock of water, it would not pass all the mikvah. Yeah, Mishneh Vav. Mikvah sheyesh bo aboyim so mechuvonos. You have a mikvah that has exactly aboyim so of water, so it's exactly kosher. Now, yordu shnayim, two people go down together, v'tovlu ze'ach hazeh, and they go into the mikvah one after another. So therefore, harishon tor, the first one that went down, there was still aboyim so in the mikvah, therefore he's tor. However, vihasheni tomei, the second one is no good, he's still tomei, because when the first one came up, he brought up some water with him. So therefore now the mikvah has less than aboyim so, so therefore when the second one went down, it wasn't a good tefillah, therefore he's still tomei. Rabbi Yehuda says, im hoyu raglov shorishon noigoyz b'mayim, if the first one, sure he came up, but he did not go out completely from the mikvah, his feet is still touching, is still in the water, even though his body came up. So then, af hasheni tor, even the second one is also tor, because we consider the water on the first one's body as if it's still attached to the mikvah. Because we say, like good achis, like the water that's running down, we look as if it's still attached to the mikvah, therefore the second one's tefillah is tor, is good. What about hitful boy es hasogus? Now, you put into the mikvah, it's like a cloth, a thick cloth, like a sponge. V'helehu, and then you brought it up, miktsosai, like you started to bring this cloth out of the mikvah, and v'helehu, but miktsosai negei b'mayim, part of the cloth, part of this big sponge, is still in the water, then tor, it's still considered like all the water is attached to the mikvah, even though some of the water is above the mikvah, still is considered in the mikvah, and the mikvah is still tor. What about hakar v'hakeseh shel or? Let's say you have a pillow or a cloak or a covering made out of skin. Now, and again, you put it into this mikvah that had exactly aboyim so. Now, kivan shehegbiyo sifsoseyim min amayim. As soon as you bring up the rim, the opening of this skin bag out of the mikvah, so hamayim shebetoich shuvim, the water that's inside the bag, inside this kli, this leather, the skin bottle-like becomes a mayim shuvim. It's called the kli, this kli shel or, and therefore the water inside it is called mayim shuvim. Ketzed yase, what's the etzah, what should you do? Mat bilon, if you have again a mikvah of exactly aboyim so, so true, put this leather or this gold for any type of a vessel, put it into the mikvah, or maloi, so when you want to bring it out of the mikvah, derech shulayim, bring it up like upside down, that the bottom of it comes up first. So therefore, the water is never inside the kli when it comes up. So the water is never called mayim shuvim. Therefore, the water that drips down into the mikvah still remains tahor. But if you bring up a kli upwards, so then when you bring it up out of the mikvah, the water inside it is mayim shuvim. And then later, when you pour the water back into the mikvah, it would be possible because mayim shuvim passes the mikvah. Or especially here, we were talking about you only had exactly aboyim so. So when you bring some water up, Now there's less than aboyim soy into the mikvah. So when you throw this water back into the mikvah, it's not mala the mikvah. And if it's gimalugim, it would even pass all the mikvah. Mishneh Zayin. Hitfu boyes hamita. Let's say you put a bed into the mikvah. Again, that had exactly aboyim soy. So now afal pi shiragleha shoykois a bit titova. Even though the legs of the bed, when you put it into the mikveh, get sunk into the dirt, into the ground there, it goes deep into the ground, still tahara, still is called a good tefillah, the bed becomes tahara. Why? Mifnei shamayim mekadmin. Because when you put the leg into the mikveh, like first the legs went into the water, so when it gets pressed down into the dirt, it's considered the water is still around the mita, therefore it's called a good tefillah. That's always a svara, shamayim mekadmin. The water came in contact with the mita first, so now when it gets pressed down, there's always still a contact to the water, it's still like in the mikvah. Mikvah shenema brudodim. Let's say you have a mikvah that's very flat, but it's not that deep. It's wide, but it's not deep. Now, koivesh afilu chavili eitzim. The eitzer is pressed down there, put like on the floor, bundles of wood, afilu chavili kanim, even bundles of reeds. Kedei sheyispechu hamayim. In order that the water should like cover over this wood, or cover over these reeds, the yard of a tevel, then you like lie down on top of them, and that's the way you'll be tevel. Like you'll go into the mikveh, and you could lie down there and be tevel there. Machat shinesuna amailas hamar. Let's say you have a needle that was tame, a small needle, and you want to be tevel it. So it's put on the milas, on the steps of going up into the mor, like going into the mikveh. In other words, it's on a step into the mikveh. So now, hoyu moilich. Well, maybe the mind. Let's say the water was coming back and forth on the step. So kivun shavra lehagal tahira. As soon as some water went on this step, like a wave. In other words, water went on it. That this needle was inside the water. That makes the needle tahir. That's called a good tefillah. And some say the reason why you do this is because otherwise you're afraid the makav will get lost in the mikvah. So if we just want to put it down on the step and wait till the water gets there, so that's also good. That's called a good tefillah. First Mishnah, Eretz Yisrael Tahira. Eretz Yisrael, any land in Eretz Yisrael, even though Goyim are living there, it's Tahira. Now the Rabbanah did not make any Tumah in Eretz Yisrael. Only in Eretz Hamim, Chutz Laretz, the Rabbanah made Xerah, made Tumah on the lands of Chutz Laretz. O Mikvah, Oiseho Tahirim. Any Mikvah we find in Eretz Yisrael, it's Tam Becheskas Ksheira, that you're allowed to use it. In other words, it wasn't made for Mayim Shuvim. Now Mikvah Yisamim. A stam mikvah you find in Chutz Laretz, Chutz Laretz, that's found outside Eretz Yisrael, is Ksherim Lebalik Royim. Minastam, like we have to be afraid, it was made for Mayim Shuvim. Therefore, the locher is a Baal Keri, just a man that had Keri come out. He's allowed to go there. For Tfilis Ezra, it's okay, even though all the water is Mayim Shuvim. Now, the Ezra, there was a Tekono, that you're not allowed to learn Torah, or else Tfilah Davin, unless you first go to the mikvah. So a mikveh made of mayim shuvim is ksherim lebalik royim. Afilu, the Mishnah says, afilu nismal lebekilun. Even though all the water was fetched like in a pail, was fetched of mayim shuvim, it's kosher lebalik royim. But otherwise, a stam mikveh chutz laretz, we have to be afraid it was made for mayim shuvim. Therefore, a person like a nidah cannot use it. Now, sheberetz Yisrael, a mikveh, a stam mikveh that we find in Eretz Yisrael, shechutz lemaftech. That's like outside the city, outside the gate of the city, is ksherim af l'nidus. Min hastam, we say that mikvah is kosher even for nida. In other words, if it's a kosher mikvah, we don't say people used it, put in mayim shuvim. But milifnim min hamafteich, if you find the mikvah inside the city, inside the gate of the city, then we have to be afraid it was made for mayim shuvim. Therefore, ksherim labalik royim, it's only kosher for a man to use it if he was a balkari. But if sulam l'chol atimayim, anything that was tum, or any person that's really tum and needs a real tyra, we have to be afraid maybe that mikvah, that puddle of water like, was only made for people to use to wash their clothing, and therefore be possible for mikvah. Rabbi Eliezer says, Hakroivim li'ir, that even the mikvahs that are outside the city, they're outside the mafteach, but if they're close nearby the city, for laderach, or else they're near the road, the main highway like, tumeim, then even though they're outside the city, Minastam, also we have to say that the mikvah is tomei, because you cannot use it for real tefillah. Mifnei hakfisa, because people maybe made it there just to wash their clothing there. But for rechokim, the mikvahs that are very far away from the gate of the city, or else far away from the road, there people do not use it to wash their clothing, so there most probably was made for a mikvah and therefore menastam tohirim. But again, this is only if we do not know for sure. But of course, if there's a hechsher, if you know the mikvah is kosher, of course you can use it. Now, Mishnah Beis. Elo bale kroyim, shehein srich and tfila. What's called the bal keri, a man that saw zera come out of his body, that he's tomei midiraisa? And the pasuk says, v'yishki seis v'meno shichva zera v'rochatz b'mayim is called besaroi, v'tomei yador, that he has a tumah until the evening. So what is considered keri, what is considered zera that came out of a man that srich and tfila, that he has to go to the mikvah to become tahor? So, ro mayim chalukim. Let's say he saw mayim chalukim, means when the Meirag Lion was coming out of him, it came out drop after drop. That's called Mayim Chalukim, means different drops, not a one shot, but it came out drop by drop. Or else Oyakurim, unless they're a little bit dark. The Meirag Lion, the urine that came out, was a little bit like you saw inside of some like water that's a little bit dirty. So therefore you have to be afraid that at least Midrabonin, maybe that's also Zera, and therefore Midrabonin, you have to go to the mikvah. Now, Bat Chilo Tor, if you saw this at the beginning when he started to urinate, then he's still Tor. But Boemtza Vasef, if you saw in the middle or near the end, then we say this is Tomei. As when do we say this Mayim Chalukim, separate like drops, or else this dirty drops that's only in the middle or the end. But at the beginning, though, he remains Tor. What about Mitchilo Vyatsef? Let's say from the beginning until the end, he only saw this way, either the dirty urine, or else he saw the drops one after another, then Tor, since it started at the beginning, we say this is not Keri, rather that's the way he's urinated, and urinating, and therefore he's Tor. What about Levonim? Let's say he saw some white stuff come out, V'nimshochim, and Nimshochim, it's like it drags along, Tomei, then we have to be afraid that that's Keri. Therefore, since the water was white, V'nimshochim, like it drags along, therefore it's Tomei. Rabbi Yosi says, no, levonim koakurim, that the white water, if you see coming out, has the same halacha like dirty water. And therefore, it's only tomei at the end or the middle, and not at the beginning. So that's this machlekes, if you see this white stuff coming out, if it comes out at the beginning, are we choshed, maybe that's also zero. Rabbi Yosi says, no, levonim is only kakurim. It's only if it comes down the middle or near the end, not at the beginning. Mishnah Gimel. Hamato tipim ovois mitoicha omo is tummy. If again, when somebody is urinating, he sees thick drops, tipim ovois, that comes out from his mokum, from his aver, is tummy. We have to be afraid that looks like zera, some of the rabbonim are called ponim is tummy. Dibri Rabbi Elezer. This is what Dibri Rabbi Elezer Chismor. That's what Rabbi Elezer Chismor says. Now, from this mashma, the chom talk argue on him. Now, hamahara balaila. Somebody thinks, has bad dreams, they think about a lady in their dream, or at night time, the omad, and when he wakes up in the morning, or whenever he gets up from his sleep, or motza besore cham, he feels that his aver over there is very hot, so tummy, he's also tummy. And we say for sure, shem shich v'zera came out, it was a little bit, maybe dried up already, that's why he doesn't see it, but we say for sure, since he woke up, he knows that he dreamt about a lady, and his aver was hot, so therefore he's tummy. Now, ha-poletes zera b'yom ha-shlishi. Let's say a lady that had tashmish with a man, and the b'shas tashmish, the man put a zera into her. So, halacha is, at that time, the isha is tor. But later, when the zera comes out, if the zera falls out of her body, comes out of her body, it has a halacha like she's a balkeri, that she also has this tumas zera. She also becomes a tummy. So now, ha-poletes zera, let's say the zera comes out of her body, b'yom ha-shlishi, on the third day from when she had tashmis, when she lived with her husband, we say Torah. Then we say that Zerah is already nifsad, it's not Roy Lazri anymore, and therefore it doesn't have a tumas Shikh Zerah. But if it comes out before the third day, then she has a tumor like the Balkeri. Tivir Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah. Rabbi Yishmol says, Pomim Shein Arbo Oinois, Pomim Shein Chomish, Pomim Shein Sheish. She knows sometimes Nisha could see Zerah after four Oinois, and she's Torah, sometimes after five, and sometimes first after six. Now, an Oino a day is considered into two Oinos. Like there's an Oino of the nighttime, and there's an Oino of the daytime. So depending from when's the last time she lived with her husband, when the Zera came in her, then the question is, how much later the Zera comes out, is she still a tummy? So Rabbi Yishmael argues on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that he says, when it comes out the third day she's Torah, Rabbi Yishmael says no, that even when the Zera comes out on the third day, also she's tummy. But what comes out on the fourth day, then she's tor. Now, exactly how long ago, it depends, you know, when the first time she saw, whether it was in the beginning of the night or in the middle of the day, to know whether it's 4 or 5 or 6 oinos. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, she's only tamei when she sees it on the 4th day from the time she lived with her husband. Now, Rabbi Akiva says, Li'olam chamish. No, it's always 5 oinos. Now, is any time the zera comes out throughout this 5 oinos, that whenever the zera came into a 5 periods of a day and night go by, then she first becomes Torah. But during these first 5 periods, she still is tummy. The zera comes out of her body during then, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita Li'olam chamish. During the first 5 oinos, she's still tummy. After the 5 oinos, then if the zera comes out, then we say it's not Roy Lazli anymore, then she is still a Torah. Alright, turn over. Mishnah Dalet. Nochris, Agoya, Shiksa, Shepolta Shikhva Zerem Yisrael. Let's say a Jew lived with her, and the Jew, the man, put Zerah into her, and now the Zerah comes out of her body. So Nochris Temeya, she's Tomei. But since the Zerah came from Yisrael, therefore it's Metamaha. But like this, a regular Shiksa is Tor. We'll soon see. But what about the opposite way? Let's say a Basi Yisrael, Shepolta, Shichva Zera Minochri. Let's say this is the Chiddush, even though she's a Bas Yisrael, the lady is a Bas Yisrael, and she lived with a Goy, and the Goy put Zera into her, and then the Zera comes out of this Bas Yisrael, still Torah, she remains Torah. It's not only when a Shiksa lets out the Zera from a Goy, but even if the Zera is in a Bas Yisrael, still the Zera from a Goy is not Metame, it's Torah, even with the Rabbanan, therefore she's still Torah. Ho'isha Sheshim Shabesa. Let's say a wife live with her husband, the Yorda, and she went right after that, she went down to the mikveh, the Tovla, she went to the mikveh, for Lo Kibdu Es Habayis, but she did not clean herself out there to make sure to take out all the Zera, then no Zera will come out later. So then Alokhari is Kilo Lo Tovla, it's as if she did not go to the mikveh, because we say that most probably the Zera will still come out right away later. So therefore, if she going to the mikveh now, does not help her until first she has to clean herself out there to make sure no more Zera would come out. Now again, this Tum is not for Tumas neither. We're talking about now that Bezman HaGemara, when the Noshim were Nizer, to remain Tor, not to touch things when they're Tamei, so the Zera came out of them, it was Metama them, like a Balkari, they had to go to the Mikvah. So it says if she went to the Mikvah and she did not clean herself out first, it's like come out like she didn't go to the Mikvah, but we say for sure more Zera would come out. What about the Balkari Shetova? Let's say a Balkari went to the Mikvah, but V'lehitta Lesamayim, like after he let the Zera out of his body, he didn't go let Meraglayim out. So we have to be afraid that there's still some zera left inside there, and therefore kishayat al esamayim, the next time he's going to go to urinate, tomei will say is tomei, because most probably some part of the zera still left inside will come out the next time he urinates. However, Rabbi Yosi says b'chaylo v'zokin tomei. This applies only if the person was a little bit sick or the person was old. Then we say all the zera does not come out until he like urinates a second time. But the yelud of a baru if he's young, or else if he's healthy, then Tor. Then we say most probably all the Zera came out right away, and therefore if he went to the mikveh afterwards, even before he urinated, still he remained Tor. Now Mishnah Hey, Nida Shenosna Moyes Pepiyo. Let's say a lady that was a Nida, and she put money in her mouth. Now the Yorda V'tovla, now she went down to V'tovil to take off her Tumas Nida. Like she became, like she stopped seeing already, she's able to go to the mikveh now. So Lachur is Tahoira Mitumosai. Even though she still has this coin in her mouth, still the tefillah helps that she's taught to live with her husband. Like the Yisa Tuma, the Yisa Nida goes off her, because the coin in the mouth is not a chatzitza, it's loose there. Avol Tamehi Agav Roika. But she, when she comes up, she's still Tamei, she's like a Rishon LeTuma because of the Roik. In other words, the spit that was on top of the coin. And the Lachur is the spit of a Nida is also like a Navatuma. Just usually the regular saliva that's in her mouth when she's Tovel becomes Torah automatically. But here, since the saliva was on top of this coin, so it's considered like it's tolish, like it's separated from her body, so that saliva is still tummy. So therefore, when she goes to the mikveh, she becomes Torah. But as soon as she comes up again, it's like the saliva again is touching her mouth, so the saliva is touching her, she'll become tummy, as if the avatumah, the saliva, the reik, is metamah, she'll become a rishon tumah. What about nosno sa'ora b'fiyah? Let's say when she went to the mikveh, she put some hair in her mouth. In other words, so the mikveh, the water, did not go upon that hair. Or else kovtza yodeha, she like pressed her hands against her body. again, that the water did not get there, or else Kartsa Sifsaisel, she like made her lips very tight together so that the water did not get there. Then Kilu Tovla, that's considered like she did not go to the mikvah. Since it's a chatzitza, the water did not get to that part of the body, it's not a tefillah. What about Ta'iches Biyodim? Like somebody's holding on to you when you go into the mikvah. Rosav HaKelim, when you want to be Tevil Kelim, you hold on to them. Umadvilim, and you Tevil them, Temeim, they're still Tamei. Since you're holding on to them tight, so we say the water, the mikvah water, does not get there where you're holding on to it. That's not called a good tefillah. But what's going to be Vim Hediach as Yodim B'mayim? Let's say first you put your hands in the mikvah. So the water around your hands is mikvah water. Now you grab a hold of the kli, or now you grab a hold of this person and put him in the mikvah, terim. That's called the good tefillah. Because it's not called the chatzitza, it's still considered mikvah water, is like touching all around the keli. Because your hand also has mikvah water around it. Rabbi Shimon said there's another etzer of Yerapa. And when you put it in the keli, make your hand loose. As long as your hand is not holding on to it tight, if it's just loose, also the water will come around the kli. In order that the water should come around the kli. Now the Tanakhama is afraid that holding it soft is not enough, because we're afraid maybe you won't hold it soft. Therefore he said the better answer is in Mediach Yodoy, put your hand in the water first. Now, Beis Hastorim, that's the inner parts of your body, that's like inside your mouth, or it's inside your ears, inside your nose, or else Beis HaKmotim, like under your arms, part of your body that folds over, under your arms, the normal standing, is Einam Tzrichim Shiyavu Behemayim. You do not need the water, the mikvah water, to go inside your mouth or to go inside your nose. That's the Beis HaStorim. Or you do not need it to go inside the Beis HaKamotim. Like if you stand normally there, even though your arms are a little bit against your body, like in your armpit, there the water does not get there, still it's tor. But you can't go press your hands against your body. But the normal way of standing, even though there's Beis HaKamotim, the folds in your body, that does not let water come there, still it wouldn't be a good tefillah. But these places still have to be cleaned out well before they go to the mikveh. Because the klal is, even though you do not need water to come there, but it has to be a place that's raw, that's fitting for the water to come there. Like if you have a chatzitza under your arms, you have something stopping the water even though you don't need it, but it has to be possible for it to come there. Like if you would pick up your arms, still there's something there, there's a bend that you don't need, that would stop the water from coming there, the tefillah would not be good. Same thing in your mouth. You have to clean out your teeth, make sure there's nothing stuck there, even though you do not need the water to come in, but the place, the Beis HaStorim, has to be fit for water to come there. That's called Kola Roya Labila and Bila Makevizboy. Yeah, Perek Tes. Mishnah Aleph. Eilu Chaytitsin Biyodim. These are the things that are chatzitza that stop the water from coming on the body, and therefore it's not called a good tefillah by a person. Could be an ish also. Chutei Tzemev, Chutei Pishtin. Strings of wool or strings of flax that they tie around the hair, or else for Yehoratzuas, Shebroshe Habonim, or any type of threads or ribbons that are on the head of the girl. So, Bishas, they go to the mikvah, these things are chaytzes, does not let the water touch the hair. Reb Yudis says, Shel Tseme Vishel Seyer Einam Chaytzesin. No, if the bands or strings are made from wool, or else from other type of hair, therefore it's not chaytzes. Because water could come through them. He holds you don't tie it that tight. It does not really stop the water from coming onto the hair. Tzibudi says still it's called a good tefillah. The Mishnah Beis. Kilke halev v'hazokin. If you have like hair that's tangled upon your breast, or else upon your zokin by your beard, by your heart, or beis hastorim, else the hair of the beis erva, if it's tangled together, bisha by a lady. So these things are called the chatzitza. No, the tefillah is no good until you let comb out, strain out the hair. Lifluf shechutz lain. If you have some pus that came on the outside of the eye and dried up there, that's called the chatzitza. Vigelid, that's let's say on top of a wound. You have the scab shechutz lamaka, that's outside the maka. That's also not called bottle, it's called the chatzitza. Mashma, though the scab right on top of the maka, that's still necessary for the maka, for the wound, that would not be considered a chatzitza. Only the scab that's outside away from the makkah. For her atiya sholeh, now you have some plaster or like the band-aid on top of it, or also srof hayovish, you have any type of sap that comes out of the tree that dried up on your body, the gilde tsoya shal b'sar, any dried up tsoya, like excrement that dried up on the body, or botse shetachas atziporin, or you have some dough stuck underneath your nails, or you have dirt there from aspiration, from expiring, from like a sweat under your nails, or any type of dirt. And v'titah yotzrim and v'geitz yiveni. The Mishnah will explain what these things are, this type of dirt. So these dirt dry up on your body, it's also called a chatzitza. Now, zehu titah yoven, what's called tit, this type of dirt? Zeh titah beres. That's the dirt that's in the bottom of a pit. Shenema, the Pasuk Netilim says, v'yaleini mibor shoyin mititah yoven. It's this type of clay or dirt that comes out from the ditches. If it sticks onto the body, it's called a chatzitza. What's titah yotzrim? K'mashmo, that the yotzer, the pottery, makes with it. He makes clay, he makes his pots with it. So such a clay is also called a chatzitza. Rabbi Yossi mitaye b'shel yotzrim, or mitame b'shel moreka. Rabbi Yossi holds this type of clay of yotzrim, it does not stick to the body too close. Therefore, it's called a good tefillah. But a mitame b'shel moreka, that type of a dirt sticks to the body tight, therefore it's called a chatzitza. V'geitz yivonei. Like, what is that? Elu yistois hadrochem. That's a type of a clay that they make the pegs for the roads with it. For such type of a clay that gets stuck to the body, it's called a chatzitza. Shein toivlo behen v'loy matvilen oison. Now, the Mishnah says the klal about all these type of clays or dirt is that shein toivlo behen, you cannot be toivlo inside them, like we had before. If you don't have a shear of a mikvah and you want this type of a clay or dirt to be mashlim, the shear of the mayim, it's no good. And v'loy matvilen oison, you can't be toivol when you have these type of dirts on your body. In other words, it's called the chatzitza. Oshar kol atit, all other type of dirt, matvilen boy kishulach. If it's wet, even though it's stuck onto your body, still the tefillah is good. If the other type of dirt doesn't stick on too tight, it's not called the chatzitza. Now, v'loy yitpoil be'ovok shal raglav. A person should not go down to the mikvah when he still has dirt on his feet. He should like wash it off before he goes to the mikvah, because we're afraid maybe you'll get stuck there and it'll become a chatzitza. Lo yitvol esa kumkumus bipchomim. And not let it be toivol, this big kettle of water, even when it's still dirty, when it has the coals inside it. El imkem shifshesh, unless you cleaned it out well. And you have to make sure there's no more pchomim, no more of the coals stuck to the pot. Otherwise it would be called a chatzitza. So when you're toivol, this big vessel, this big water kettle, you have to make sure it's clean from all the dirt, from all the coals that you use it with. Mishnah Gimel. Elu shein chaytisin. These are the things that are not chaytis by a tefillas adam. Kil kei harosh. The saris that you have in your hair, that's just like mingled together, that's not called the chatzitza, they're not makbar upon it. Kil kei, ubeis hashechi, or else the hair that's under your armpit, over there, if it's mixed up, tangled, the hair doesn't bother. Obeis hastorim bish, or else by the erev of a man is not makbar, but if the hair there gets mixed up, gets tangled, therefore by him it's not called a chatzitza. Only by an isha, she makbar, it should be clean over there, should be straightened out. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Elezer says, echor ish v'echor isha. No, it doesn't make a difference between a man or a lady. It's called a chatzitza by both of them. And the klal is like this, that called hamakbar dolov chaitzis. Anytime the person is makbar, it bothers him, he does not want it to be on his body, or he does not want the hair to be tangled, then it's called a chatzitza. But v'sheinu makbar olav, if it doesn't bother him, he doesn't care if it's on his body, or he doesn't care if the hair there is tangled, then ain't a chaitzis, that's not called a chatzitza. The Mishnah Dalet. Lifluf shabayin, again the pus that comes out of the eye. Now this Mishnah is a continuation of the Mishnah before, that these things are not called the chatzitza by nodim. So a lifluf, like the pus that comes out of the eye, the geled shal hamaka, or else the scab on top of a wound, or else the srof halach, if you have this sap that came out of a tree, if it's soft or liquidy, if it's on your body, it's not a chatzitza. The lechlucha itzoya shal btsor of helad of shmutz, or tzoya that's on your body, also it's not a chatzitza. For tzoya shatachas atipurin, if else you have some dirt underneath your nail, it's not a chatzitza by a man. Fitzipurin hamadudelis, also you have a nail that's here for that shaking, it's also not considered a chatzitza by men. And kshoyz shel katan, also we have like the soft hair that grows on a kid, that hair grows back again, such hair is not called a chatzitza. Even though it's tangled there, the person is not makbid. Now the Mishnah says, all these things, all these chatzitza, whether they are a chatzitza or they're not a chatzitza, you should know, loy tomei v'loy metamei. They don't become tomei, and they're not metamei the person either. In other words, they're not considered a chibur to the person. If the person is tummy, it's not considered those things also automatically become tummy. But krum shal hamaka tummy and matame, excluding the krum, the scab on top of the maka, the scab on top of the mark, on top of the wound, that's considered like part of the body. Therefore, if the person becomes tamei, automatically that also becomes tamei. And the same thing, if a person touches just the scab on the yamak of a person that's tamei, he also becomes tamei. The scab is considered like the body itself. Now, Mishnehei. Elu chaytisim bekelim. These are called the chatzitza by a kli, by utensil. That the loch is when a kli is tamei, so you also you have to put it into the mikveh. If it's a kli matchis, you have to put it into the mikveh. So there's also a loch that the whole kli has to go into the mikveh. If there's a chatzitza, something stopping the water to go onto the kli, also it's a psul in the tefillah. So these things are called chatzitzes by kelim. And that is hazefes. Let's say you have a tar, or else we have more. Or else you have some gum there. Bechlis ruchis. These are by glass vessels. Beimim b'fnim, beimim b'chutz. Whether they're inside or outside, they call the chatzitza. Al hashulchan ve'al tavla. Let's say you have this pitch or this other thing on a table, or else on a board. V'al hadargosh, type of a couch. Al hanikiyim. If it's being kept clean, it's chaytasin. Then these things are called the chatzitza. Al hablusim. Let's say. But if you have these things again, the zephyr, the pitch, we have the mor, the seif, that comes out of the mor, al hablusim, is like on a dirty couch, then ain't a chaytasin, then they're not chaytasin, since you're not makbid, it's not chatzitza. What about al mitah shabalabait, that's on the bed of a private balabos, chaytasin, so then mustami is makbid, and these things are called the chatzitza. V'yal shaloni, let's say this bed belongs to a poor person, v'yal shaloni, then ain't a chaytasin, then mustami is not makbid, it's not called the chatzitza. What about al ikuv shaval abayis? Ikuv, that's the saddle that you put on top of a chamor. Let's say this dirt, either this zephyr, the pitch, or the mor came upon it, that belongs to a private balabos. Chaytzeitz, menestam yizmak, that's called a chatzitza. Vial shel zakokin. Let's say people that ride around on a chamor that sell things. Zakokin, that's people that sell noidos, sell like perfume. Then ain't a chaytzeitz, they're not chatzitza, because they're not makbid, these things fall upon it. V'al hamardas, that's let's say like a pack saddle, al hamardas, so chaytzeitz, it is a chatzitza. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, ad ki iser hotalki, all these places that we say the zephyr, this pitch, or the mor, the seif that comes out of the mor, is a chatzitza, it's only if you have at least the size of a ki iser on these objects. But if it's less than the size of an iser, it's a small coin, then it would not be a chatzitza. The Mishnah Vov. Al habegodim, let's say you have some dirt, this tar or other dirt that goes upon your clothing that became tum and you have to put into the mikveh now. So it depends. Mitzad echod ein chaytzitz. If the dirt is only on one side of the cloth, it doesn't go through and through, it's not called a chatzitza. You're not makbid. But mishnei tzadim chaytzitz. If it goes through both tzadim, then we say you are makbid. It's called a chatzitza. We have Yehuda oimer mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Yehuda is the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Af mitzad echod. No, even from one side, the person is also makbid. It's called a chatzitza. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Shel Banoyim Mitzad Echod, V'Shel Bur Mishnei Tzadim. Now, Shel Banoyim means like a builder, and the Gemara says it means like a Talmud Chacham, that the Reisik in Bibinyon Shel Olam, so he's makbid even though the speck is only on one side of his clothing. But V'Shel Bur or Namoritz, then he's not makbid unless the spot, the stain, goes through both sides of the beged. Mishnah Zayin, Mitfachas Shel Zafosim. Let's say how like an apron. Well, you have, let's say, a towel. Shel zafosim, that's the people that work with pitch. Or else for shel yotzrim, that's potters that work with clay. The shel mefasle ilonim, so people that work that prune the trees. Is ein chaytasin. They don't care if their apron gets dirty, because they're used to it. So therefore, it's not called a chatzitza. Rabbi Yehuda says, av shel kayotzin. The same thing applies to fruit pickers. Kayotzin also, they're not makbid if their aprons become dirty. Zeha klal, this is the klal by all these things, by the godim, by kelim, that hamak bedol of chaytzitz. Anything that the owner cares about, that it shouldn't be there, such speck, such dirt, is a chatzitza, and therefore it's not called a good tefillah. But v'shein hamak bedol of, if it doesn't bother the owner, even though it stays there, then ein a chaytzitz, that's not called a chatzitza. Up to now, perek yud. Mishnalef, kol yodos hakelim, all the handles of a kli, sheikh nisan shaloi kedarkon, that you put, let's say, the blade of the knife into the handle, not the normal manner, shloik kedarkin, or shech nisan kedarkin, even if you put the blade in the right way, but v'loy merkon, you did not make like a gemar melacha, you did not make it very nice, or shech merkon, even if you put it in very nicely, but v'nishbru, let's say the handle broke in half, is a reyelo chaytzin. Any type of a yad like this, if you put it into the mikveh, it's called a chatzitza. Since these things are not really called part of the kli, it's like oimet to be taken off, therefore it's called a chatzitza. Kli shet vilu derech piv. Let's say you have a kli, like a jar, that you put into the mikveh, the mouth first, is kilo loitov, it's considered like you did not put it into the mikveh. Because you put it in like mouth first, so we say the water does not go inside, like the pressure keeps the water out, the water does not go inside the kli, it's not called a good tefillah. Hedvilu kedarkoi b'loi ziburius. Let's say you made a good tefillah, and you put it into the mikveh, but b'loi ziburius. That means, ziburius means, let's say, has some attachment to the kli, a tosefos on the kli, that does not go into the mikveh, so also it's not called a good tefillah. Oy shi'atenu atziboi, ad shi'atenu atziboi. Until you tilt it a little bit to the side. If you tilt it to the side, then all the water will go in into the kli and into the ziburius also. That's called a good tefillah. Now, kli shoot sar mikan ul makan. Let's say I have like a kli that's narrow at the top and narrow at the bottom. V'rochav min emtsa. In the middle of the kli, it's very wide. Einoi tor achi yetenu atzida. Also, it's not called a good tefillah until you tilt it on the side a little bit. In that way, the water will come all the way in. Tzluchas shepiho shekeya. If you have also, let's say, tzluchas. If you have, let's say, this bottle, shepiho shekeya, like the mouth is bent all the way over. So you put into the mikveh, the water does not go up into the kli itself. Is eina Torah achia ashi nakveno mitzido. It's not Torah, it's not called a good tefillah until you make like a hole on the side. Then the water will go into the kli. Kalamorin hedyotis. If you have an ink pot, we keep your ink. A normal person, ain't a Torah. If you put into the mikvah, it's not called a good tefillah. Achi nakveno mitzida. Again, until you make a hole on the side, because the water does not go all the way inside this kli, even though you put into the mikvah. The kalmorian shal Yosef Hakoyin, but this ink pot that belonged to Yosef Hakoyin, hoisen the kubim mitzida. It had already a hole on the side, and therefore it's kosher to put into the mikvah. So the side of this missionary is that when you put a kli inside the mikvah, you have to make sure the water goes all over them, all over the kli. Inside, outside, the water has to touch every part of the kli. The Mishnah Beis, Hakar v'hakeses. Let's say a mattress, or a keses, or a pillow, shel or, made out of skin. So, harei elu tzrichim shiavoyu behemayim. If they're tomei, now you have to put into the mikvah, the water has to go inside the mattress, or inside the pillow. What about keses agula? Let's say you have a round pillow that's not oimei to open up, or else via kador, something that's round, a round pitcher of leather, via imum, or else that's the form that they make the shoe on, or else via kameya, that's like a charm that they have made out of skin, and inside they have a ksav inside it, via tfilu or tfilin, einon tzrichim shiavoyu behamayim. If they are tum and you want to put into the mikvah, you do not have to open them up to let the water go inside them. And the Mishnah says, this is the general rule, that kol shein darko lahachnus lahoitzi, something that's not a derech to open up, to put in and take out, like tefillin, is tevlin stumim, then let it be tevlin the way it is, it's closed up, you do not have to open it up. Only like in the beginning of the Mishnah, that the current kesses was something used to open up and take out what's inside and put new things in, that when you put it into the mikvah, it has to be opened up. Now Mishnah Gimel, Eilu she'enam tzrichem shivoyu behem hamayim. These are the things that the water does not have to come inside them. So the Mishnah says, Kishrei honi, the knots that's made in the clothing of a poor person, like those knots, he's going to leave in it. He's not going to take them out. So therefore, it's daita to stay that way. It's not cold. You don't need water to come inside it. Fehanimim, or else the knots that happen on the string on the bottom of the begodim. Also, you just leave it that way, you're not going to open it up anymore. So therefore, it's not called a chatzitza. That's the beged, you table it the way it is. The chevet shel sandal, a type of a string on the shoe also, even though you tie it up that way, it's going to stay that way, you're not going to open it up. So that's the core, like part of the shoe now, that's the way you can be table it. Well, tefillin shel rosh, the tefillin shel rosh also, even though it has a knot made on it, bizman shi chaitza, the time when it's like tight, like you're going to leave that knot, you don't have to open it up anymore, she let it be tovel with the tefillin the way they are. The shel zroya, the same thing on the shel yad, even though you have the knot made there. The zman shein olav yeredis, if you don't plan to open up, like make the knot bigger and smaller, so then you leave it the way it is, it could be tovel the way it is also. The yoznei hachemas, and the handle, the ear of your pitcher. The yoznei hatarmol, Also, that's type of yalkut haroyim shalor, type of also a skin bag that the shepherds use. So also they leave it the way it is. Definitely give it type of the way it is. Or like the wallet that a shepherd uses, that's made out of a skin. So also the knot that it has on it, it's going to stay that way. Therefore, you have a right to put it into the mikvah the way it is. Now, Mishnah Dalid, Eilu Shein Tzurichim Shevoya Bem Hamayim. But these are the things that you have to open up, and in order to let the water come into it. Ha Keser Shebar Pirkosis Shebar Kosef. That's like the shoulder knot of underwear. You have an underwear, and by the shoulders you make a knot there. So that knot you have to open up and you take it off. So therefore, this beged has to be opened up when you put it into the mikvah. V'sofo shel asodin, hoadin the hem of a sheet, also you have to open it up. Tzorach l'miftoyach, you have to open them out before you put them into the mikvah. O tfilah shel rosh, hoadin the tfilin shel rosh, bizman she'eino chaitza. If the knot is not like tight, that the knot moves up and down, so therefore you open them up sometimes, therefore the tfilah, you have to open it up before you put it into the mikvah. V'shel zroy, the same thing, the tfilin shel yad, bizman she'eino v'yeredis. If the knot like goes up and down, also it's omit to open up, so therefore you have to open it up before you put it into the mikvah. Or shenitzin shel sandal, or else the thongs of a sandal, also these things you open up, therefore before you put it in the mikvah, also you have to open it up. Or begodim she'debilam michubosin. But if you have clothing that you washed out already, she'debilam, that you want to be table them, she'tfilu michubosin, ad she'yivabu, until the bubble comes inside it. And those when you put a clothing, sometimes it blows up in the water. So therefore, if it was wet before, and now it blows up in the mikvah, that's called a good tefillah. But hetvilah neguvim, let's say the clothing was dried out already, then now you put into the mikvah, ad sheyivabu, you have to wait until like it blows up, there's a bubble in it, and you have to wait until the bubble goes away. That's a raya that the water got all over the beged. Only if the beged was wet before, then we say the water was all over. But if the beged was dried out, then you have to wait longer for the main mikvah to penetrate all over. Mishnehei, kol yodis hakelim, all handles of kelim, shei maruchim, if they're very long, v'yosir liktsois, like too long, for sure you're going to cut it off. Madvilun ad mokam hamida, you'll have to be toivel the kli up until the place where you plan to cut it off. V'yabiyudu'ayma ad shiyatvil eskulu, no, it's not enough. But you have to be tayful the whole kli, the whole yad. Right now it's attached, you have to be tayful the whole thing. Shal shelesh deli godel. We have a chain that's attached to a big pitcher. Sarba tfachim. Then you have to be tayful at least 4 tfachim of it. Vishal koton, if it's a smaller pitcher, then asar, it has to be a 10 tfachim. Sad mokam amida. This much of the string, like it's for sure going to be attached to it. So up until there, you have to be tayful. We have bitafen number. Bitafen says, let's say at the end of these 10 tefachim, that's where the string ends, and then that string's in the middle of a ring. So you have to be tayful that whole ring. The whole ring. You have a string that's tied on to a basket. It's not called a chibur. Elim came tofer, unless it's sewed on. Just on being tied on to the basket, that's not called mechubur, does not need a tefillah. Yeah, Mishnah Vov. Beishamay Umrim. Ein mat vilin chanin betzoinin. You want to be tovel water that's tamei. So here the halacha is when you put it into the mikvah and there's a shock that the top waters touch one another, becomes tor. So Beishamay says you cannot put hot water into a mikvah that's cold. For loy tzoinin bechamin, not cold water into the mikvah that's hot. Loy yofim beroyim, not clean water into dirty water. For loy royim, and not the dirty water that you want to make tamei, you want to make tor, the yof is in clean water. But Basila says no. Madabilin, you could be tevil one type of water in the other water. Now, kli shumoli mashkin, you have a kli that's full of mashkin. That's, let's say mashkin means not water, other type of mashkin like wine and oil. Vetvilin, you're tevil in the mikvah now. Kilu le tov, it's not called a good tefillah. Because that wine inside the kli is called a chatzitza. What about the moli meraglam? Let's say the kli is full of urine. Then roi noisen kilu hei mayim, look as if it's full of water. And therefore it is called a good hashak, that's called a good tefillah. Mole mechatis, if it's full of mechatis, such yirba maima mechatis. You have to have more water than mechatis there. And then we say that the mechatis is bottled to the water, therefore it's called a good tefillah. Now Rabbi Yosef says, no, afilo kli machzikur. Even if you have a very big kli, V'yein b'yela revius, you only have a revius of a lug of the mechatis in there, that's still called the chatzitzer in there, it's not called like regular mayim, and therefore kilu le'tovla, it's still like you did not make a tefillah. Mishnah Zayin, kol ha'ochlim, all type of food that's tamei, mitzdarf and lisla sagviya, it's mitzdarf to make a person that eats it, his body becomes tamei. Bechatzi pras, if he eats the shiur v'chatzi pras. Kol ha'mashkin, all drinks, mitzdarf and lisla sagviya, if he drinks a revius of it, he becomes tamei. Revius, by drinking a revius. Zechame b'shoyse mashkin tamein she'emni ba'mikvah. What's mechomer about drinking water that's tamei than a mikvah? She'osu boy shah ha'mashkin kamayim. That all other waters, like that's tamei, has the same halacha like mayim. It's mitzdarfin to pass on the person. Yeah, Mishnah Ches. Ochal oichlim tamein if eat food that's tamei. V'shosa mashkin tamein if you drink water that's tamei. Top, well then you go to the mikvah. V'kin then you vomit them up tamein. Then matami you again. V'nei shein torim baguf. They don't become torim when they're inside your body. Shosa mayim tamein. Let's say you drink water that's tamei. Top, well you go to the mikvah. V'kin then you spit it up. Torim, it becomes tor. V'nei shein torim baguf. Because the water becomes tor even though it's inside your body. Bola tabastar, let's say you swallowed a ring that's tor, nichnas lo lames, you go into an oil hames, hezo, then they spritz on you, vishon, vatova, vekin, you spit it up then, harei kamay shoyse, it still remains tor. Bola, let's say tabastar, let's say you swallowed a ring that's tomei, taibo viyecha betruma, then you go down to the mikvah and eat truma, hekia, then you spit it up, temeya, you become tomei, vitamato, it's metama, the other things also. Chaitis, splinter, should talk about it and stuck into the person, is man, chunu, if you can see it, chaitis.